got the star sixes going. All right. Today we have the Taurus new moon, May 3rd. So 2nd, 3rd, Taurus, we're influenced by the Taurus new moon, May 3rd, 2011. We've had a very interesting series of events. And the container for this series of events and what they're bringing into our consciousness, into our awareness, and as we said, what we're quantum leaping, quantum jumping into, is as a planet, we are moving into 4D, fourth dimension out of 3D, which is unity consciousness. It's the universal underworld, according to the Mayan calendar, but it's the time, the 234-day period, a time when everybody on the planet realizes that we're all connected one way or another, whether people realize we're connected because of the radiation from Fukushima or we're connected as a unity consciousness because of Bin Laden, or it's showing up in so many ways, or because of the storms in the south. The theme here is unity consciousness. And out of that theme of unity consciousness, new moon in Taurus, moving into the sun sign of Taurus, we had a most interesting example of unity consciousness on May 1st. Very symbolic for this universal underworld, ninth wave galactic consciousness. And that was that it was an event that I think most of the world watched, probably a billion people. There was numbers that I saw somewhere. It was a lot of people. At least most people, a lot of people on the planet knew about it, and that was on May 1st on the Beltane, and it was planned. We had the king and queen get married. Yes, we had William and Kate get married, and this was all planned and symbolic. And what Beltane is a pagan ritual, and it's a pagan ritual symbolizing the birth of a new life, the birth of spring, the dark, cold winter is over. And Beltane as a pagan ritual, and Bel means sun, it means, and it's like the fire and the sun, it means we're dancing with the sun, it also means fire. So as a pagan ritual, it was a time when people were still connected to the earth and everything they did was around their connection to the earth. So this was a way of honoring and connecting and anchoring in the spring wave, the new wave, the connection with the earth. So it was done with rituals and fires and celebration and maypoles and flowers. And yes, the king and queen were crowned. So this ritual symbol that began in pagan times. It's interesting that this was reenacted consciously, but not said that way, by the royal family in England during this time. So there's another example of unity consciousness, that we are all united, and we're united, we're connected with each other, everybody, so many people watch, and we're really trying to remember. And the earth is telling us as we move into this new moon and to this Taurus earth energy is we're connected. What is our connection with the earth? We know that we're united with the earth, and the earth is telling us we're all connected. We're living on one planet, one earth, which of course we've known intellectually for a very long time. But to really feel it and feel the effects of it, whether we're watching the royal wedding on Beltane, or whether we're in Japan, or whether we're in the Middle East with the wars, or whether we're affected by gas prices, everybody is connected in this unity consciousness. And all the Aries energy, and with the new moon in Taurus, we still have five planets in Aries: Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, Mars, and Uranus. And this is still telling us, what is our new identity? And the new identity that we're moving into and that we're quantum leaping into the ascension frequencies, is that we're bringing through how we relate to ourselves and the world around us and the planet. The new identity is unity consciousness. It's the divine feminine, the flow that connects all of us. The unity consciousness is a flow. We can only go there through opening our heart, through our breath, through our vibration. We go there through our connection with the earth, our connection with others in this heart space, leading others to this place. We have to enter on our own will, of our own volition. So all the Aries energy that we've had, and these five planets in Aries in the Taurus new moon say, who are you? Do you have the identity strength to walk through the portal into the unity consciousness? We have to walk through ourselves. So we need to have a strong enough identity anchored within us that we can walk through this portal, that we can walk through this portal and hold this beautiful divine frequency, hold hands in this frequency on Earth. And the Beltane ritual is a time when everybody in the pagan times got together and celebrated this connection with Earth, where they literally held hands, danced around fires. It was a time to really release the passion, and the king and queen ritualized not ruling over, but protecting. The king and queen were the protection of the earth. So they were watching over, not ruling over. So that's what we're moving into. We're moving into watching over, being protectors of this fourth dimension, of this ascension frequency. So Beltane symbolizes that each one of you takes divine rulership, Aries, into their own heart, so you can preside and watch over this frequency. The unity consciousness and the Aries individuation is about, I'm going to repeat it again, this is the pivotal piece after all these many thousands of years, this end of this 26,000 year cycle, this is the piece. The Aries is telling us that as we are able to hold the frequency, each person in our individual selves, and our identity is based on the heart chakra, based on unity consciousness, based on love, we can all hold hands together around the whole earth and move the earth and ourselves into a higher frequency, into a better place. That is the gift and the meaning of this Beltane ritual, where that was anchored in, and it was anchored in by Kate and William in their own way, and we can anchor it in our own way. So it's the fires. The fires have burned the dross of living disconnected from the earth, living disconnected from each other, living disconnected from our hearts, and creating technologies over the last 5,000 years that have actually destroyed the earth. So everybody's waking up to the fact that, you know, maybe nuclear power is not such a good idea. Maybe solar is better, or these different technologies that we have for technologies that are in harmony with the earth, that don't harm the earth. So maybe it's better for us to move into a place of anchoring in technologies that are unified with the earth. It's the unified field. We've been talking about moving out of the identification with duality, which is living in some position, like a position of domination, power over. Okay, I have the power to dominate the earth. I'm going to use my power to dominate the earth. It's controlled. It's first three chakras. We moved up into the solar plexus, connecting with the heart. We're no longer here to dominate the earth, but to work with the earth. We're no longer here to dominate each other, but to work with each other. So this is the unity consciousness. This is the universal, the ninth wave. This is the time that we're on in the planet at the earth. The new moon in Taurus has arrived, and it's time to ground in this identity. It's time to anchor in and to, in our own self, say, what is my commitment to this? It's my commitment to keep my heart open. It's my commitment to send compassion. It's my commitment to chant a call when somebody dies, whether it's a friend or an enemy. If we said, okay, we're not chanting the calls because somebody that died was an enemy, that's still duality. There is a unity, all souls. So we just chant a call and just send the soul where they need to go. back to be reworked. Maybe our call, our calls, will help them get into a higher frequency. So we're struggling right now. People are struggling in the Middle East to be liberated. So what are we being liberated from? What's the oppression, whether we're in the Middle East or we're in the U.S. or you're in your own individual house with your own personal struggles? What is your struggle? What do you feel oppressed by? And what are you struggling to be release the oppression from? Maybe it's rising gas prices. Maybe it's like something you feel sad about. Maybe it's needing to clear the clutter out of your house. But whatever it is, this is the moment to say, I have within myself held that higher frequency. I have moved, I have quantum leaped into this ascension consciousness. Now, what still is like a shadow over my heart, and how can I clear that up? How can I reach out? How can I reach out for support? How can I clear up things in my own life, and how can I support someone else? So we're moving in a time where we want to create a field of love and a field of support, and that's what we're doing right now. In this time, May 1st, where we've reinstituted the Beltane ritual, when the veils are thin between worlds, the veils are thin between 3D and 4D. It's a magical time. And this is the time in the mythology that the queen of the fairies rides out on her white horse, and she comes forth, and this is where she finds the king of the fairies, and they unite, and they bring forth life onto the earth. They bring back life after earth has lain in this fallow, cold winter. The winter journeys have passed, and summer has begun, so it's a festival. It's a festival of joy. It's a festival of rapturous gaiety. And it's bringing in the full strength of the earth. And it's showing us that earth is alive. So we have to create and live with technologies that support life, that don't destroy life. So this marks this unity consciousness, the fourth dimension, the ninth wave, marks the passage into a season of looking at what actually is going to grow life on the planet, what's going to allow life to grow, what's going to allow us to live in this new life with the planet, with each other, and what's going to allow us to enjoy life on the planet, what's going to be pleasurable. And the pleasure is to feel the heart and feel the love. That's the only real pleasure that's sustainable. And when the flowers are blooming and the trees are green and life's returned, then there's also hope. So it's also a time to say, okay, what's next? What's next for the planet? What's next for me? What can I do for someone else? What can I do for myself? So this is the time of Taurus, to anchor in these new ideas and these new ways of being with this new identity, this new Aries identity, this new consciousness, this expanded consciousness, that we're multi-dimensional beings. And when we start to reach these higher dimensions, we spin multi-dimensionally. We're 2D, 3D, but 4D. Now we've added the flame. We've burned off the dross. We've added the air. Now we're spinning multi-dimensionally into the ethers, and we realize that we have an impact. We realize that we're all connected. We realize that our thoughts do matter, and what we send out, the frequency we send out into the earth, do matter. So during this time, we can celebrate. We can frolic through the woods, and we can dance around the maypole, which is an interesting thing. For me, it was sort of, I was remembering that when I was actually in grade school, which is a very long time ago, but nevertheless, we actually had a May Day festival. At that time, I didn't know it was an ancient pagan festival, but we actually had the king and the queen and the court, and I remember everybody dressed up. I remember dressing up one year in a beautiful white lace dress with pink ribbons. I remember this very distinctly. And that they had a tall pole. I think it was actually the flagpole that they converted to the maypole with The boys go one direction and the girls go the other direction, and there's actually long, they had strips of colored cloth, they're ribbons of cloth, and everybody has a ribbon, and you weave the ribbon so that the cloth is woven around this maypole, which represents bringing in the new vision. And of course the pole is a phallic symbol in the Beltane ritual. And so you wove this new life, this new vision, you strengthened, you put out your resolve to be part of this new vision of the spring, bringing life to earth. And of course all the young men and women are wandered off into the earth, and they came back laughing, and they went into the woods, and of course they anchored in the festival by their lovemaking rituals and dancing around the fire. So this is all these elements are really important to what we're anchoring in right now, the maypole, and then this also the anchoring in the frequency of green, or the anchoring in the feeling of abundance. So the feeling of this whole festival was of abundance, abundant love, abundant joy, abundant lovemaking, wildfires, weaving new life, abundant green. So they were anchoring in and lived in the consciousness that the earth was a prosperous, wonderful place to live. So that's also what we're doing, that we're anchoring in during this time the identity that there's a beautiful place, there's a beautiful dimension to live in, there's this higher frequency where there is abundance, where there is flowing, where people do get along, and where people aren't oppressed. And this is a pivotal time in history, a pivotal time at this end of the Mayan calendar, a pivotal time, this 234-day universal cycle. And remember that at the end of October, we move into the 10th wave. So this is the time between now and October to really anchor in our identity of the frequency that we belong in, the ascension frequency that we belong in, the vibration that we live in. So with that, I think we'll meditate. So inhale, and palms up. Elbows over your legs. I'm going to bring in healing for planet Earth. Open your heart with the Oz and feel the unity consciousness moving through you. Thank you.